When we learn the parasha of the Akedah, the two questions that are most obvious is that the Akedah is considered an assign for Avram Avinu, as the Pasuk says, for Lakim Nisus Avram. And the fact that the Akedah was also an assign for Yitzchak, who at 37 years old was certainly not a child and was supposed to give up his life, that's not what the Torah doesn't call it an assign for Yitzchak. And secondly, as the Panim Yafis and many Mefarshim ask, isn't it true that anybody who HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell directly to be ready to give up their lives or the lives of their children for HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be prepared to do so? The Medrash says, explains the Panim Yafis, Amar Afan Ribbono HaOlamim, Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you told me to take my only son for an akedah, I had what to say. Yesterday, you said that Yitzchak will be the future of my family. Says Avram Avinu, Chas V'Shom Lo Yisisi Kein, I did not do so. El Kavashti Rachmi Lasis Ritzoynechem. I held myself back to do what you told me to do. When their children are not doing exactly what they're supposed to do, remember this akedah. So he explains, we see from here that the point of the akedah was not just that Avram Avinu was prepared to do what he was told to do, but that he went with this incredible emunah, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do, he does. And he explains that this is exactly what the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph refers to, where the Gemara says, B'shor Shekdima Yisrael Nasel Nishma, when Klai Yisrael declared Nasel Nishma, Nasel before Nishma, Yotzu Baskov Amalehem, Migile Lebonei Rozeh Shemalach Hasharis Mishtam Shembo. Nasa means that we do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. Nishma means that afterwards we'll dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that maybe he'll help us understand what and why happened here. But that isn't why we did it. That was the foundation of the Akedah. The Akedah is a declaration of Amuna. And actually, explains the Sefer Shvili Pinchas. With this, we could understand another Medrash. The Medrash says, "B'shas Kabbalas HaTorah, at the time of Kabbalas HaTorah, Nekar HaMaria Bala Midbar, HaMaria was transported to the Midbar. Kadesh Tinosan HaTorah Mokam HaMulazeh, the Torah should be given in Har HaMaria." Why did this happen? Because on Har Maria is where the foundation of Klal Yisrael's Amunah came. And since the foundation of Klal Yisrael's Amunah came on Har Maria, which is the foundation for our acceptance of the Torah, which we accepted with the words Nasiv and Nishma, so it's most appropriate that that's where the place of Kabbalas HaTorah should be. And he quotes the Belzer Rebbe, who says that the pasuk says by Kabbalas HaTorah, V'yichen sham Yisrael negra har ki ish echad b'leiv echad. So he says, if you look in the pasuk doesn't say negra har Sinai. The pasuk says neged ha-har because it deliberately doesn't say har Sinai, because it really wasn't just har Sinai. It was har ha-Maria and har Sinai melding together. And he suggests that we always understand the famous Rashi of Yichon Sham Yisrael Neger Ahar, which Rashi says Kish Echad B'Leiv Echad, means that there was fantastic unity amongst all of Klal Yisrael at that point. He says what it means is referring back to Ish Echad. How were we able to have the strength and to have the courage to say Nasiv and Nishma? Because Ish Echad, because that one man, Avram Avinu, who had once been at this mountain and shown that incredible Amunah, That gave us the strength and future generations to be able to, and by Kabbalah Satayra, to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma. And then he continues to say, so that's why we could understand what the Nisayon of the Keder represents. But still, why is it connected to Avram Avinu more than to Yitzchak? And moreover, this Avram Avinu had already proven himself that he's ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Ur Kasdim. So he explains that what happened here was that in Ur Kasdim, Avram Avinu allowed himself to be taken and be thrown into the fire. He didn't actively do anything to be put into the fire. He says Yitzchak was on that same level. Yitzchak was being taken by his father to be put on the Mizbeach. But Avram Avinu, that's called in Halacha Sheval Tasa, just letting what happens, happens. But here, he explains that Avram Avinu demonstrated an even higher level of Mesiras Nefesh. Not just that he was passively allowing whatever happens to happen, he actively took his one and only son Yitzchak and put him on that Mizbeach to show that level of Mesiras Nefesh, that you're ready to take your own son and put him actively on the Mizbeach. That was a higher level and a new level of Mesiras Nefesh that only was by Avram Avinu, but not by Yitzchak. But Yitzchak was just a passive participant, and Avram Avinu was an active participant. But then the Chasam Sofer takes this one step further. He says that this Nisayon, where Avram Avinu actively was ready to be Maisa Nefesh, his son, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the root of the strength of Klal Yisrael. Then all of these generations that Klal Yisrael has shown the ability to be Maisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, where does the Klal Yisrael get this from? So he says it's in our DNA, it comes from Avram Avinu. And with that, he explains the Gemara Masech, the Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that Chava, Chana, and the seven children, the seven Bnei, were ready to give up their lives just not to worship Avodah Zarah. And at that point, Chana, the Gemara says to her children, Bini, my children, L'chu v'amru l'Avram Avichem, go tell Avram Avinu, at the Karat Mizbech Achad, you were ready to give up one son. Vani akarati shivim is b'chayis. I gave up seven children. My seven sons. So the question is that the way that Chana, who is obviously such an incredible tzaddikus, speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And moreover, it turns out, if we learn the words of the Gemara, that Chana was greater than Avram Avinu. Chana was ready to gave up seven children, Avram Avinu only one. So explains the Chasam Sofer. What Chana was saying to Avram Avinu was, from where do I have the strength and this ability to give up seven children? It all emanates and all comes from our forefather, Avram Avinu. This level of Mesiras Nefesh, not just Mesiras Nefesh passively, but Mesiras Nefesh actively, as the Pasuk says in our parasha. The Pasuk at the end of the Akedah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message to Avram Avinu, Kian asher asisos adov hazeh v'loi chosach tes pinchas yichitcha. It wasn't just that you were here passively. Asisos adov hazeh, you actively were ready to give up your son. That is what I recognize happened at this Akedah, that in the Schut, and because of that, it stays with us forever. But then I saw a very interesting Chiddush from the Cheshev Sofer. As we're saying, the Nisayon of the Akedah, as the Pasuk indicates, was really Avram Avinu's Nisayon. But he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Omer Rab Levi Shtei Psalm Psalm Ksiv Lech Lecha. The Torah uses the words Lech Lecha twice. Eina Ani Yodim Eza Chaviva Im Hashniya Im Harishayna. With the second time or the first time. Memadik Ksiv Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamaria Hava Hashniya Chaviva Im Harishayna. So most Mepharshim, when they learn this Medrash, understand this Medrash to say that here the Torah is saying Lech Lecha, telling Avram Avinu to go do the Akedah. And the Torah had also told, Hashem had also told Avram Avinu Lech Lecha at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. And we don't know which is the greater Nisayon. And the Pasuk is saying that the Akedah is the greater Nisayon. And of course, the question when we learn this Medrash is, how could anybody suggest that being told to move from where you live is a greater Nisayon than being told to give up your one and only son? So I think what the Chesh HaSofer tries to explain, a beautiful thought, that the question of the Medrash is, I don't know which is a greater Nisayon, Lech Lecha, the Nisayon for you or the Nisayon for your children. I'm not quite sure which is the biggest Nisayon. Until why? And the answer is, he explains, because on one hand, Avram Avinu was told directly from HaKadosh. We just learned what the Nisayon of Avram Avinu represents. But on the other hand, he suggests, Avram Avinu heard this directive directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're told something directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes easy to do, or relatively easy to do. Yitzchak didn't hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He heard it only from Avram Avinu, who reported that he heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Medrash is trying to teach us. That not only, as we just finished explaining, was the Nisayon of Avram Avinu such a great Nisayon, but the Nisayon of Yitzchak also has in it a tremendous element of greatness. That he, even though he didn't hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be ready to give up his life, was ready to give up his life. And we don't know which is greater. If you hear it directly from Hashem, or you don't hear it directly from Hashem. But again, that element of being able to give up your life for Hashem, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell it to you directly, represents, again, such a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem, represents what Klal Yisrael is about, and remains with us forever.